This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast that gives you strategies and tips for how to build happier habits into your daily life. This week, we'll talk about doing an update for both 20 for 20 and Walk 20 in 20, and we'll have a pandemic hack inspired by Queen Elizabeth. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm in my home office in New York City, and with me is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, I cannot wait until we can go for a 20-minute walk together again.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in L.A. And yes, Gretchen, it seems like a fantasy right now, but someday it will happen. Yeah. We will take a walk.
Yes, you'll be in New York City. I'll fly to L.A. We'll take a walk. It's going to be great. This week, we're about halfway through the year of 2020, and so we will talk about whether you want to reevaluate your 20 for 20 list and your Walk 20 in 20 undertaking, and we'll have a pandemic hack inspired by Queen Elizabeth.
Gretch, before we jump in, we want to remind everyone else about the book club selection, which is Dutch House by Ann Patchett.
So good.
It's an amazing page-turning novel. And we will be talking to Ann Patchett in July. So send us your questions by posting to social media using the hashtag Happier Podcast Book Club. And also you can follow Gretchen on Goodreads to join the discussion there.
Yes, it's such a good book. It's a great, great read. And now for this week's Try This at Home. And that is to reevaluate your 20 for 20 list. So July 2nd is the midway point of 2020. And we are coming right up on July 2nd. And for many of us, many of the things on our 20 for 20 list, we couldn't do. Now, some people became discouraged. Some people got extra fired up. Some people made 19 for COVID-19 lists. So we thought, let's take a minute and reevaluate our 20 for 20 lists and see where we are.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Gretchen, how many things we just can't do.
Yeah, yeah. And so if you're interested in this and want to hear more, in episode 149, we talk about 18 for 2018 lists. In episode 203, we talk about our 19 for 2019 lists. In episode 255, we talk about this, the 20 for 20 list, and why we picked the things that we did. And now we're halfway through 2020, and it's time to take another look at those lists.
Now, Gretchen, let's go through your list first. Usually you would have done many, many things on your list by now because you are, you know, you like to check off those boxes. So let's see how you're doing.
Yeah, well, it's sort of it does show you like how we are in a very unusual time. So inspired by listeners who did this, I grouped my items into categories. So my first category was writing and reading and podcasting. So one was to go to the Met every day. Okay, I went every day, except it stopped on, I think it was March 15th. They closed their doors, so I am waiting for their doors to reopen. Summer of Wolf. I decided instead of having the summer of Virginia Woolf, I was going to have the autumn of Virginia Woolf, because this summer I really want to dive into the works of Black authors. So I am reading novels, children's literature, policy books, memoirs, all kinds of books by Black authors, and I wanted to make more space. So that kind of was a pivot. I wanted to make a scrapbook of Now, which was a repeat from 2019. Still haven't done it.
Explain what a scrapbook of Now is. People may not know.
Well, and now I'm thinking I might need to have like a pandemic scrapbook as well as the scrapbook of Now, because the scrapbook of Now was just that realizing that looking back on my life, I was often more interested in like, what did the grocery store look like? What did my bedroom look like? Not like, what did the beach look like when we went to Italy? You know, it's the ordinary things that are the most interesting. Like, what did I wear to school? You know, that kind of thing. So I thought, well, it'd be fun to do a scrapbook of Now. Like, what do the girls' bedrooms look like? What's in our refrigerator? What does the drugstore look like? Just because in 20 years, it'll be interesting for me to look at that. And then I was thinking, well, maybe I'd even do a scrapbook of Pandemic, which would be like sort of like the signs in Central Park showing you how far apart 6 feet is, or the signs in the stores saying, you know, we'll open April 1st. And it's like, oh, no, you didn't, or whatever. Yeah. But I've done neither of those things, to be clear.
Okay, number four, have a scent party and a flavor party.
Yes, this is going to be so fun. Have done neither of these. This is part of my work toward my next book about the body and the senses. So that's on hold.
And number five, work on your playful projects.
Yes.
Explain what those are.
Well, these are various kind of side projects I've got going, of bigger or smaller. One is the report to the Committee on Exploration, which is a project I did with a friend. And we did complete that, which was huge and took many years. So that was huge.
That's great.
I am working on my How and Why I Quit Sugar project. I'm working on my aphorism book. I'm working on my color project. So those things are moving forward.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Okay, moving on to your health and exercise category, Gretchen.
So I started Pilates. I went twice. Then, okay, that got stopped. Back exercises with Eleanor. Okay, we've been doing them kind of off and on, and she says they don't work. So it's one of those things where you're like, if your posture isn't getting any better doing these exercises, should you stop doing the exercise or should you do those exercises more?
Yeah, I remember the trainer, because we talked together over Christmas in Kansas City to mom and dad's trainer who gave us these exercises. He said you have to do them every day to have any impact.
Well, we aren't doing them every day, but we're doing them not infrequently. But are we doing them perfectly? I don't know. I need to reevaluate the back exercises. She's starting to push back. Eleanor is. So anyway, I need to like think about that, because posture really is important. Right now, I'm kind of passively, aggressively commenting on everybody's posture in television shows. Be like, well, look, that person has terrible posture. That person has great posture. And it's like, I don't think she's, that may be a clipboard type situation. Covert clipboard. There you have it. Also, walk 20 minutes every day in 2020. We will get to that coming up, because that's going well.
And then your weekly walk with a friend.
Well, that's working out, because I'm doing what's called a walk and talk, where I schedule a phone call with a friend and walk where I am, and my friend walks wherever they happen to be. And that's, I'm doing that. So that's good.
Oh, good. Oh, number 10, this was a big one, get a colonoscopy.
Well, thank you, listeners, because I did not know about Cologuard, which is a totally different approach, where you basically, let's just say you mail in a sample rather than going in for the procedure. And I checked with my doctor and was like, okay, this is fine. And so this isn't an approach that would work for everyone, but I happen to be kind of in the group of people for whom this is a fine approach. And so I did Cologuard, and I'm so happy I did it. So thank you, listeners, for telling me that this existed. I didn't know there was an alternative. So that was great to find out.
And then get a shingles vaccine.
Got this one under the wire. Just got the second. This is two vaccines. I just got the second one like 5 days ago. So yes, got that one done. I'm very happy. We know some people who've had shingles, and they're all just like, oh my gosh, you've got to get the vaccine. Shingles are terrible.
Yes. Now, what is this memories category?
Just memories. things to help me with my, you know, just hold on to my memories from the past.
So the first one in that is redo the life timeline books for you, Eliza and Eleanor.
Yes, because we created these life timeline books and then somehow they got lost in the apartment and I looked for them for like 18 months and could never find them. I'm just baffled by this. But this is like, what did we do the summer between 2008 and 2009? It's just literally what the chronology of what we did where, because I find that hard. Like 5 years later, I can't remember when did we go to England? You know, that kind of thing. And so this, we just sat down and did that. So that is done.
And number 13, catch up on your photo albums.
I need to do this again. I got caught up at one point, but now I've caught it. Now I think I'm like 6 months overdue. So I need to do that. But I'm not terribly behind, but I need to catch up. This is a good reminder to catch up.
Okay, relationships. Number 14, have 8 people over for dinner 6 times, which was a repeat from 19 for 2019.
We did this twice and then we had to stop. So we'll see.
Have a podcaster's party.
Nope.
Make an effort to look more visibly happy to see people.
Not really relevant right now. I guess I could try to smile more ecstatically on Zoom and above my mask when I'm out on the street. This is a good reminder.
Okay. And then the next category is upping my game.
So I had Money 2020, which was to improve my reporting system, just to have a better sense of like my income and expenses. And that's underway. So that's big. I also had to wear makeup every day. Listen, I have to say, I completely forgot about this. I'm sure I wouldn't have done it anyway, but I absolutely forgot this was even on the list until I looked at it. So this is why it's good to reevaluate your list, because I utterly forgot about this one.
Although you probably have been wearing makeup almost every day, because we were doing our Instagram lives 5 days a week. So you were wearing makeup for that at least.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, that is true.
I'm wearing more makeup, I feel like, for Zoom and Instagram live than I usually wear.
There you go.
Okay, values. Number 19, identify an organization that you want to donate to as a family.
Yes, we recently did this. We gave to the Bail Project, to the NAACP Legal and Educational Defense Fund, and the Osborne Association. So we all talked about where we were going to give and why. And so that was a great like family values conversation.
Finally, number 20.
Yes, now this was one where I said at the time, I wasn't even sure exactly what it would mean. And it's to reach out with love. And I feel like this was actually extraordinarily prescient. And I feel like this year, more than any other year, reaching out with love is taking on so many meanings, partly because of the virus and partly because of this renewed focus and energy around racial justice. I feel like reach out with love is a great item here. And I'm constantly thinking of how I can live up to that item.
That's great.
Yes. Okay. So you, 20 for 20. Number one, get Jack's passport renewed.
Didn't do that. And it feels so, I don't even know if I could do that right now.
I don't think
now.
You can do that right now, actually.
Now, number two was plant a vegetable garden. But Gretchen, I changed this to get a voice coach.
Yes.
Because I didn't think it was likely that I would actually do the garden. And I have not gotten a voice coach. That is something I'm sure I could do on Zoom.
Mm.
But yeah. I have not.
Because you feel like you strain your voice a lot.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't speak right. Number three was celebrate 20 years of my writing partnership with Sarah. I don't know if this, does it count, Gretchen, that we had a plan? We were going to go to Las Vegas and go to a Mom So Hard live podcast show.
Yeah.
And we had it all planned out and then the pandemic happened.
Oh. And then your number four too, mom spa trip.
Yeah, that was something that was, you know, a lot of discussion. And it was a place had been chosen and that obviously didn't happen because of the pandemic.
Number five, cut down on processed food, eat more vegetables, cook twice a week.
My version of cook.
Yes.
I feel like I've actually somewhat done this and I think the pandemic actually helped this one.
Ah, so. Good. Paint your fingernails for special occasions. For example, our live tour. Well, we ended up. We were maybe going to do some more touring and that got knocked off. How did your fingernails fare?
Well, I mean, when I say paint my fingernails, I meant get a manicure because I don't paint my own fingernails. So obviously I have not been getting manicures. So that was a bust so far.
Now, how about, read 20 novels.
That's going well. I actually sat down and like listed all the novels I could remember that I'd read and I'm at least halfway through. So I've read at least 10 novels. Plus, I've read a lot of books that are not novels.
Yes.
But so that one is on pace.
How about write a will? This is a big one.
I have not done that, which, I mean, if ever there was a time to write one, it's now. So I'm glad we're doing this so I can remember that we need to do that.
How about create and sell Happier in Hollywood merchandise?
We did do that. Sarah and I have been selling these great travel cups.
Yeah, they're fabulous.
That got stalled because we haven't been going to the post office. But yes, we did do that.
Number 10, get together with college friends in Miami.
Not happening, obviously.
Complete the first fiction podcast with Sarah.
We haven't completed it, but we have written some of the scripts. So I would say we've started that.
So it's underway.
A legitimate start.
Go to spin class. Repeat from 2018.
No, not a lot of spin classes happening.
Yeah. You want to go to the Integratron, which was a repeat from 2019. Integratron, I guess.
Yes, which is like a sound bath mecca. Did not do that. I assume it's not even open.
Yeah. Get the perfect gold necklace. Repeat from 2019.
No, I've decided, Gretch, I'm taking that off the 20 for 20 list. I think just our finances and the financial world is way too unstable right now to prioritize getting a gold necklace. So I'm going to put that one off for...
Right. So that's when you're mindfully taking it off the list. You're not blowing it off. You're mindfully taking it off.
Yes.
Number 15, love without expectation. Profound.
Yes. This one, you know, I struggle with, but I'm trying to do. It's a daily exercise.
Yeah. 16, wear your blazers.
Yes. I wanted to wear all of my new blazers at least three times in 2020, each of them. And I was on a good pace with this. I was wearing them to a lot of meetings. And now I haven't worn any of them since March because it looks really silly to wear a blazer in a Zoom meeting.
Yes.
So I don't think that one's happening.
Yeah. Take a week-long family vacation. Oh, I know what happened to this one.
Yeah. We had our vacation all planned, a week in Hawaii, and that got next during the pandemic.
Number 18, figure out the latest version of the final draft software. This was part of work preparation.
Yes, Gretch, I have not done that. I'm so embarrassed to say. And I told you I was going to do it and I didn't. 19, buy three extra phone chargers. You took care of this for me because you gave me three phone chargers for Christmas. So that was done before it even started.
Yeah, that's the good morale booster, the one you can cross off before January 1st.
Yeah.
20, have monthly dinners with your neighbors.
We were doing this, but of course that got canceled due to the pandemic. I will say we had a socially distanced dinner with them the other night. So I guess that's maybe back. Maybe we'll start our monthly dinners again. So that's good.
Good. Well, it sounds like you made progress where you could make progress. And some places you were foiled and I was foiled. And in some places we could step it up.
Yes. And looking at my list, Gretch, there's so many things I'm not going to be able to do, but I definitely want to add, along with Sarah, my writing partner, doing whatever we can do in 2020 and beyond, of course, doing whatever we can to provide opportunities for Black writers to help make Hollywood a fairer place. You know, it's got a lot of issues that I think we can be part of, hopefully, the solution.
I think that's great.
Yes. But it really does make you realize how much of life is on hold. Like, I think I've gotten to a place where this all feels so normal.
Yeah.
But you realize it's really not normal. I mean, we're, you know, a lot of the things that we take for granted are just gone.
Yeah. Well, what worries me is that a lot of things on my list were things where I needed to give myself a little nudge. And that's why I put it on the list. But then I got let off the hook. So I'm worried that it's going to be kind of doubly hard to get back into those things because I got the snow day off.
Yeah. So what I'm wondering, Gretchen, is if our listeners are changing their lists, like how people are dealing with this. Like when we say reevaluate, do people want to alter their list or keep it and hope that there are things that they will be able to do in the fall?
Right. Do you swap things out? Do you put things on hold? But look, July 2nd is the halfway point of the year. So if you need a deadline for something like update your final draft software, that is the deadline. And so if you're like, okay, I want to get some things done by the halfway point, July 2nd is a great, great marker because sometimes it's just helpful to have a deadline in your head. So let us know if you do try this at home and how reevaluating your 20 for 20 list works for you. And what do you make of your 2024 list? What are you doing with that list? We are very curious. Let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes for this episode. This is episode 279. Go to happiercast.com/279.
Coming up, we have an umbrella happiness hack. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/happier. That's StoryWorth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
So listen, now it's time for a happiness hack, and this is one related to social distancing.
Yes, and it comes from Sarah in London. She says, my mother's care home here in the UK has just opened to allow half-hour outside visits only by advance appointment. British weather is famously unpredictable, so it occurred to me to get prepared and spend out on a clear plastic bubble umbrella, as used by Her Royal Highness the Queen on official rainy engagements. I'll be clearly visible to my mum and her to me, a nice accessory in these pandemic times. Confident, socially distanced socializing with friends and families outdoors this summer, whatever the weather.
Well, I loved this. And yes. I actually went online and you can buy like a clear domed umbrella for like $15, I saw. And I couldn't resist looking up like, what is the Queen's practice? And it turns out, you know how she's famous for her monochromatic outfits. She actually custom orders umbrellas from the company Fulton so that they have a stripe, a band along the bottom so that they match her outfits. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to see a photo display of the Queen and her matching clear bubble umbrellas. It's quite fun to see. And I just thought this was a great idea for all of us.
Yes.
Because it creates that perimeter without feeling awkward.
Yes. I will say in LA, I don't know how much use we have for umbrellas, but it does create a perimeter. So
there you go.
That's great.
And now Spotlight on Black Authors. This week, I want to put a spotlight on Bryan Stevenson. I just read his book, Just Mercy, A Story of Justice and Redemption. Now, this is a memoir by many people are talking about these days. It's on a lot of the suggested anti-racist reading lists, which is not surprising. It was a number one New York Times bestseller. It has won multiple awards, including being named one of the 100 notable books of the year by the New York Times Book Review in 2014. It's a fantastic book. Now, about the author, Bryan Stevenson is just a renowned lawyer, social justice activist, and he is the founder and executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative in Montgomery, Alabama. He's won numerous awards, including a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant. He's argued several times in front of the Supreme Court. And under his leadership, EJI has won major legal challenges in all kinds of ways about justice in the courts. And so this is an account of some of his early experiences, and it's profound, it's thought-provoking, it's beautiful, it's a page-turner. I mean, I just whipped through it. And I will say, if you're looking for a book group book, especially, I know a lot of listeners are in spirituality book groups, this would be a great book. There's a lot to talk about, and as you're reading, you really want to talk to other people about it. So I highly recommend Just Mercy.
Great. All right, Gretchen, and now we are going to do a check-in for our hashtag Walk 20 in 20 endeavor. We're halfway through the year almost. How is it going?
I think it's going really well for me. How's it going for you?
It is going great for me, Gretch. I have been doing the Don't Break the Chain, you know, an app on my phone, and I think it's like, I don't know, 176 days or something in. And one thing I've been realizing lately is that without the Walk 20 for 20 in place, I don't know if I would have exercised at all during the pandemic.
Oh, interesting. So why? Why is that?
Well, because, you know, I think I'm kind of either on or off a lot of times with doing the treadmill or taking walks. And I think because I really had committed to doing 20 for 20, I would say, all right, well, I have to go get on the treadmill for 20 minutes. And once I was on for 20, I was like, well, I might as well do 40. And then I was like, well, I might as well do an hour. And then I kind of got to a point where I've been trying to do 10,000 steps a day, at least 5 days a week. But if I hadn't had that initial 20-minute commitment, I probably wouldn't have gotten on the treadmill at all, just because I would have been, I don't want to say lazy, but just unmotivated.
Yeah, and also distracted. Like, there's so much going on and there were so many habit disruptions.
Yeah.
But I think this is a great example because sometimes people are like, well, everything's going pretty well in my life. Why should I worry about making kind of happiness project resolutions? But in fact, that's a really good time to work on happiness project resolutions, is when everything is basically pretty predictable and going pretty well, because that's when you have the bandwidth to think about, okay, how can I add 20 minutes of walking a day? What's that going to look like? And you have the emotional wherewithal to fuss with it. And then when things are stressful, the habit is in place. And usually these habits then help you, like walking regularly helps you with your blood sugar. It helps you sleep better. It helps you be more energetic. But when you're really stressed out, a lot of times you feel like, oh, this is not the time when I can handle forming a new habit. That's easier when things are going pretty well. So I think when things are going pretty well is a good time, because then that groundwork is in place.
Yes. So I'm glad that you had this idea.
Yeah.
Gretchen, our listener, Marcy, had a twist on Walk 20 for 20 that makes it more transcendent. She says, I've been taking the 20 minutes of daily walking in 2020 very seriously. It makes so much sense to me, and I have stuck with it and have dropped a dress size by walking my neighborhood during the stay-at-home orders. My Fitbit sends me my weekly progress report, and I have walked more this year than I did the entire last year. So I thought I should design my summer around my walking, as I will not be traveling this summer. I have been fascinated with the Camino de Santiago.
Oh, wait, let me interrupt for people who don't know what the Camino de Santiago is. If you are not familiar with this, the Camino de Santiago is a network of kind of pilgrim ways that lead to the shrine of the Apostle St. James the Great in the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela in northwestern Spain. And so many people will walk these pilgrims' routes as an exercise of a spiritual retreat, spiritual path for spiritual growth. So it's about walking this pilgrim's way is what she's talking about.
Yeah, she said she got very interested in it during stay-at-home orders and has been watching documentaries and movies about it. So she says, now I am reading a book on the pilgrimage from Paulo Coelho and tour guides to plan a virtual walk of the Camino. Yes, I found a site where I enter my miles to track my progress against the Camino de Santiago. I set a goal of walking the 480 miles in 140 days. I did pay a small fee for the outer accountability, and when I finish, I will get a medal and a t-shirt. Today, I am at 3% of the journey, but my walking and learning summer has begun, and I may just plan that real trip to Spain in the future to walk some of the Camino, because this summer, I will have walked the trail in Rhode Island.
So I think this is a great idea, because she's doing the Walk 20 for 20. She knows that it's giving her these good results, and now she's found a way to add even an additional layer kind of meaning and significance and learning. It's the atmosphere of growth in multiple ways. I just thought that was a terrific idea. I've heard of people doing this with the Appalachian Trail. I think there are similar things that can let you do the Appalachian Trail. But of course, this also has a kind of a spiritual meaning as well. So I thought that was a great idea.
Yes.
So how's everybody doing with their Walk 2020? Let us know. Hashtag Walk 2020. And because it would be so fun to have like how many miles have we walked collectively by this point? It would be so fun to figure it out.
Yes, many miles.
Many miles.
Coming up, Gretchen gives herself a 20 for 20 demerit. But first, this break.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crewneck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretchen, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the Farmer's Dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier. Okay, Gretch, it's time for demerits and gold stars, and you're up this week with a happiness demerit.
I mean, my demerit is like, I just forgot about 20 for 20. I mean, I saw the calendar. I was like, oh my gosh, it's time to check in. And I realized that this just fell out of my head. And that usually doesn't happen to me. Like, usually I'm like laser focused on this kind of thing. It's like, and it was even up on my cork board. And I just didn't even see it. It just fell out of my head.
I feel like maybe that's because time sort of has ceased to have meaning. And like, it feels like time hasn't passed and we're living in some sort of alternate reality. So it just didn't feel relevant because I forgot about it too.
Yeah. And usually we would talk about it.
I guess it just feels like everything stopped. There's the pause, as they call it. So then it just felt like that was on pause as well. And as we discussed, many of the things are literally impossible to do. So it just all sort of went by the wayside.
Well, but I'm good that the kind of the halfway point in the year is like a wake-up call because I think it is time. This is the new normal or the new abnormal, whatever you want to call it. But it's time to check in with these things because they were important to us then and they still are important to us. So we got to figure out how to adapt them or get back on the saddle.
Yeah.
So gold star, Elizabeth, what is your gold star? Take us up.
Well, this is just a fun, silly gold star, Gretch, to a show that is, I find, very entertaining. And people are always wanting recommendations for stuff to watch. This is a Netflix show called Glow. Described as, in 1980s Los Angeles, a crew of misfits reinvent themselves as the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. So it is a show that was made now, came out in 2017, but it's set in the 80s and it's about a woman's wrestling show. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a great Great Escape TV. And it also stars Marc Maron, who I didn't even know acted. So for anyone who is a big fan of Marc Maron's podcast, you will enjoy seeing him on Glow. And there are three seasons.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. And that is it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Reevaluate your 20 for 2020 list. Let us know if you tried it and how it is working for you. What does your list look like these days?
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend. That is how people discover the show. And also subscribe to us and rate and review us wherever you listen to your podcast. That really does help us. And the resources for this week, as we've mentioned a couple of times, the year is about half over. How are you doing with your hashtag Walk2020? If you want to kind of recommit or you want to start now, you can download a free tracker if you want to use the don't break the chain approach that Elizabeth talked about at GretchenRubin.com/resources.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
So we're 6 months into 2020, Gretch, and I feel like I have absolutely no idea what the end of the year is going to be.
Yes, there's a lot of suspense. From the Onward Project.